She is a foodie. She owns a restaurant. And she has very strong feelings about tater tots and how they should be presented.
Chefs in particular try to recreate a tater tot. It's highly offensive to me.
This is how you live your life, passionately.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Welcome to our Thursday edition, and we are going to get right into it because we have a very special guest.
We do.
To kick off the show, and then we're going to get to news and the rest of the show. But please welcome the newest member of the Civic Media family, Mr. Charlie Behrens. How you doing this morning, buddy?
I am good. How are you doing?
We're doing great. You know, just surviving the winter per usual. But are you in the state right now? Or are you on the road?
Yeah, no, I'm looking down at the driveway. You know, got to be honest with you, there wasn't a whole lot of ambition with the snow this year. There was a lot of driving on the driveway before the plowing was done. And so going to have to get out there with a scraper at some point, get those track marks gone. So, you know, I got that going for me. Yeah. So, yeah, no, I'm in the state.
That's great. So, I mean, we've been playing the promos all week, so anyone who's been listening probably already knows, it's no surprise, that as of Saturday, 12 o'clock, Kreipscast on Civic Media.
Yeah, that's kind of cool, isn't it?
It's
That'll be a lot
cool.
of fun. I'm excited about that.
And so, you know what's really funny is because when you and I first met back in 2020, you, me, and our good friend Josh recorded our sketch about the Wisconsin Halloween tropes.
Yeah.
And I wasn't in radio yet. And you were like, hey, what do you think about radio? And I was like, I don't know. Yeah. And we had that conversation and neither of us were on radio. I think you would, I don't even know if you had started Kreipscast yet at that point. When was the first episode?
Oh man. I think I had started it. I started it in, I want to say spring of 2020. I can't remember.
It would have been super new then.
Yeah, or something like that. Yeah, and it was before that. It was not 2019, fall of 2019, I think. Oh, I started getting interviews then, but then I put them out in the beginning of 2020. So, yeah, it was super new.
Yeah.
But, what a crazy thing that I forgot about that conversation.
Yeah, so we were talking about being on the radio and being able to reach all across the state for the people who still listen to radio. And now look at us. We're on the same network.
I know. That's super cool. Well, you know, the world's got a way of working itself out and around, doesn't it?
It does. It does. So people, for anyone who, because everyone obviously knows your videos. And so for people who maybe have not listened to the podcast yet, how would you frame the kind of people that you get on there, the conversations you have? How does it compare to the videos that people love so much?
Yeah, well, the Kreipscast, I mean, it's a podcast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, which is just basically a catch-all, so I can talk to, you know, anyone I'm kind of interested in talking to, which is, you know, I didn't think too much of it. It's just, you know, I had this journalism background before I started doing the comedy thing, and this is kind of like a lot of long-form interviews. And, you know, Leroy Butler's been a guest a few different times. Donald Driver, so he got some Packers going. I was just talking with Mason Crosby. We're going to get him on as well.
Nice.
But then we got a lot of comedians on. And, you know, Pete Lee, who's a Wisconsin guy. Jeff Foxworthy's been on the show. You know, just a ton of people. Oh, just had Butch Vig on. You know, Butch Vig produced Nirvana's Nevermind. He's a Wisconsin guy from Viroqua.
I did not know that.
Yeah. And so we just did a benefit together recently, Joey Song, which is a very cool organization for childhood epilepsy. So, you know, and we kind of do that as well. We sort of plug some, like in the conversation with Butch Vig, we plugged Joey's song. And then with Leroy Butler, actually, Leroy invited me to his Hall of Fame thing in Canton, you know, he was getting onto the Hall of Fame. Me and my dad, he invited, which was super cool. But in the middle of the table, they had like this Hall of Fame mug. And so we drew straws actually for who got it, and I won it. You know, nice. Got all the luck, I tell you that. But anyway, he signed it on the thing, and I signed a cribbage board, and we're going to do an auction with that, and all the money's going to go to the Boys and Girls Club of Milwaukee. So we try and do some, like, fun things like that, too, to, like, give back, you know, to Wisconsin, you know, because obviously it's given me so much, you know, and so just looking for ways to do that. So it's a fun it's just a fun thing. It's a lot of casual conversations. How's that for an elevator pitch?
I think I did it. So long-winded, and I love it. It's almost like a Midwest goodbye.
It is like a Midwest goodbye. Yeah, I got some beer, by the way, if anyone's interested.
Well, I thought, because you're going to be one of our shows as weekly, this is, you know, there's a handful of us who have to do this every day, and it's very fun to do this every day. And then we have some shows that only come on once a week. So since our the last time you were on the show, it was such a success, the game that we played of, is this a Wisconsin city or a place in the Marvel Universe? I thought we'd play a little bit of a game of, is this a civic media show or a failed TV show?
Oh, good. I like it.
All right,
okay.
All right. So this is your welcome to the Civic Media Network. And see, no pressure for you if you don't know them. But we just thought we'd play. All right, so I'll just give you the title, and then you tell me if you think it's a civic media show or a old Pride and Time TV show that is no longer around. All right, number one.
Okay.
How to live with your parents for the rest of your life.
Oh, man. That's got to be a civic media show.
It's not. It was a ABC television series from 2013 that lasted about 13 episodes.
Well, they should bring it back to civic media. I'll tell you that right now.
There you go. All right. Next one is Busted Pencils.
Busted Pencils. Definitely a civic media show.
Ding, 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 ding. That is a show that is on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. And it is all about leaded education talk. And the host is Tim Slekar. Is that my spelling? Yeah, Slekar. All right. Next one. Notes from the Underbelly.
Civic media show.
No, unfortunately, that was a show that was on for about 9 months on also on ABC, and it had a lot of time slot changes before it was canceled after 15 episodes.
Oh, bummer. I'm really not doing very good in this game.
I appreciate you. That you keep assuming that it's just civic media, because you're going to be 50%. It's a 50-50 chance, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the undertone of what that means, you know, but we'll keep rolling with it. What do you have next?
Next one. This one's a little obvious, but you never know. There's been a lot of shows on primetime television that took place in Wisconsin. So is Raised in Wisco a civic media radio show or a old sitcom?
No, 100% civic media show.
Ding, 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 ding. That is with Mr. Joel Clayfish on Thursdays from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. And it's all about hunting and fishing and the provider lifestyle. We've had Joel on the show before. He was a really good interview.
He was great. Yeah.
You should get, he's pretty fun. If you have ever want to do a hunting stuff, he's very charismatic.
Yeah. I like how this is a promo for all your shows.
That's kind of what I thought. I was like, oh, this is a way to give some love. Talk about your show. It's like, we're family here. All right. The Knights of Prosperity.
That's a ABC failed thing for sure.
It is. It was 2007. Yeah. It was a show that it always had a bad name. It was originally titled Let's Rob Jeff Goldblum. Then it was Let's Rob Mick Jagger. And then it was at one point just called Let's Rob. And then they finally retitled it to The Knights of Prosperity.
Really? Was Jeff Goldblum in it?
I don't think so. It's Sofia Vergara was in it.
Oh, really? So probably right before Modern Family. Huh?
Yeah, exactly. So what was that, 2009?
I don't know. Sounds right, though.
Yeah. All right, well, we got one more. The Empowered Caregiver.
Civic Media.
Ding, 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 ding. That is on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with Kristen Voss and Liza Hellenbrand, and it is about uplifting caregivers through education and support while also lifting up their invaluable role in society. So what is that, 50%?
Yeah, we'll give you 50. It's a win. We'll give you a win, Shirley.
Yeah, You know, it's anything over 50% is a win. That's how I go with. You know, if it were a political poll, it'd be pretty good.
That's true. That is very true. So, who's the first the debut interview for the show this weekend?
For the show, it's going to be Leroy. It was the Leroy Butler, recent Hall of Fame inductee, inventor of the Lambeau Leap, and a very, very good friend of mine. And he's got some good stories, too, about some old Packers stories that are super fun of actually them going to a casino. So there's that. And then there's the thing we're going to auction off, which is really cool. One of a kind thing. So, you know, there will be some reasons to listen to it.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm excited to listen to it. So tell everyone, remind everyone when it is.
Yeah, Kripescast on Civic Media, okay? And it's, you can listen, and it's going to be super fun. How is that for a plug?
That is a good plug. It was a little bit shorter. Actually, talking about Leroy, though, do you have his vodka?
Yeah, I got a few of them.
Few of them?
Yeah, I've drank it. Tastes like vodka. Yeah, it's a good vodka. I actually used it. We did a tailgating video and we used that vodka in it, and it's super good.
I have it at home as well.
What's that?
I said I have it at home as well. As it is pretty good.
Yeah, are you a vodka gal?
I'm more of a bourbon person, if I'm being totally honest. I think I should do really? More vodka and tequila, because I think it's like a cleaner, less of a hangover. If you're going to drink, supposedly the clear ones are better for you. But I do like bourbon. I gotta be honest.
You give off some bourbon vibes. I'm just gonna say that.
Bourbon and a cigar.
What?
So just me and my bourbon and a cigar.
Yeah. I could kind of see that, like a smoky old supper club, and you're just in the corner, like with one of those big circular glasses, you know, just swilling it, you know. Yeah, a nice cigar too. I could see that, like one of those short, stubby cigars, yeah. You know.
But like maybe in like an old fashioned 1920s like long cigarette situation. Yeah, I like this picture of me. All right, Charlie, thank you so much for waking up this morning, joining us first thing in the morning. I can't wait to listen. We're so happy that you're part of the family. Welcome to Civic Media.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on again.
All right, talk to you soon, buddy.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. Well, when we come back, we will be still on As Goes Wisconsin and get to some headlines of the day. Stay with us.
So roll out the barrel, strike up a band. Heaven's praise Lombardi, the pack is back again. And I'm Wisconsin, the Badgers.
You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin, a product of Civic Media. Enjoy it live across Wisconsin, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Find your local station on our website, civicmedia.us, or on the Civic Media app, and catch any of your favorite shows as a podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We got Jane Madnair on the board. What a fun way to start the show.
Yeah, Charlie is great.
He is. I didn't want to, because I've been on his Kripescast, so maybe it's one
you
point.
You have?
Yeah. It was. It's a little dated because we talked about gerrymandering and redistricting, but we did it before we got new maps. And so I don't know if it's as evergreen as some of his other conversations, because
sure.
I'm sure I talked about it in a way as far as what will be versus now what is.
What is, yeah.
And so, but it's super exciting to have him on. I mean, there's truly what he's been able to do from, you know, just video, like his videos, right? And like shy of our athletes that are obviously very well known and very loved, I don't know if there's another Wisconsin figure currently that's as recognizable and beloved as him.
Yep. I think you're right. People just adore him.
He's probably more popular than Aaron Rodgers right now.
Oh, I I think that's kind of an easy call. No offense to Charlie, but
maybe, I don't know, Giannis, he may be a little bit shy of Giannis.
Yeah. But how did you meet him?
So we met because of our friend. Well, here's actually the story how it really full. So when I first had the idea for the documentary of As Goes Wisconsin, so this was January, February, when I was still in LA, and I was like, oh, I think there's something here. This is an election year. It's an important election year. And Wisconsin is always a swing state. And, you know, the more I read, the more I was like, oh, there's these different demographics that will get, you know, suburban white women, the black vote, the young vote, like all the Obama-Trump voters. And so I just knew that there was probably going to be a story there. So I started, but I hadn't lived in Wisconsin for 17 years.
Right.
Or some 16, whatever. And I just started like a crazy woman trying to get in touch with everyone in my life who had a Wisconsin connection. And true to Wisconsin form, most emails or calls turned into, you got to talk to this person, this person, this person. And so my good friend, Sean McBride, who was living in San Francisco and has since moved back to Madison, so he's back in Madison, went to UW. He had a friend who was now a movie producer in LA. So he's like, you should talk to this guy, Mark. So I talked to Mark. And Mark introduced me to Josh, who I just referenced with Charlie.
Right.
Charlie. And there was one other like documentary type person. So I had a call with Charlie. And then Josh was living in LA. So Josh was having a fundraiser, like a comedy fundraiser. Josh has been on the show, Josh Burstein.
Oh, sure.
Josh was still in LA. He also was going to do a documentary, but on the DNC that was supposed to be in Milwaukee. So I went to his fundraiser. We then and met him. He was great. We had coffee, a lot of synergy. And I was like, all right, well, I'm going to Wisconsin next week to try to do my thing and like get like enough footage of the primary, because I thought it was going to be like Bernie Biden stuff, and got back to my parents' house March 15th and basically didn't go back to LA.
Right. Well, because then the pandemic hit and everything locked down. Yeah.
And so with my relationship and Josh and Charlie, even though I got introduced to them separately, we're very good friends from college. And even when Charlie was in LA with Josh, they were roommates at one point. And so if you see Josh in that sketch that I was talking about, it's the three of us. And so at one point, Josh comes to Wisconsin in 2020. He and I film our Milwaukee video that I still really love. And it was like the filming of that video is what convinced me that to move to Milwaukee and over Madison. And in that same weekend when we filmed that, we filmed a sketch with Charlie, which was very fun. And have I showed this to you?
No.
So it's basically all of these horror movie tropes, but in like Charlie fashion. So Josh and I play a new couple who's just moved from New York to the Midwest, and our neighbor is just a little too friendly.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, that's awesome.
And we're
awesome.
Very freaked out about how nice and how like willing he is to like rake our leaves. And
we need to put that on today's blog.
Yes, we absolutely will.
So people can check that out. And what a small Wisconsin world.
I know.
You know that you would meet these cheeseheads in California and then they're moving back and all your, it's amazing to me.
Well, and I've said this to Charlie before, I even though obviously everything I do is much more political than he does. The fun, like he picks his points where he wants to, the issues that he wants to talk about. And like, even the fact that he had me on when he wanted to raise the issue of what gerrymandering is, what the redistricting process looked like. And so, and, you know, like he said, they're doing this fundraiser and auctioning things off. And so the power of what I think he's been able, like what he, the responsibility I think he is very aware of that he has with the platform he's been able to build and to use it for good.
Yep.
I applaud him a lot.
Yeah. He's always been philanthropic.
Totally. Yep. And so we're very excited to have him on Saturdays and Sundays at noon.
Yes.
And just like this show, if you don't listen to it live, you can always listen to it later. But yeah, maybe, I don't know, maybe we'll do another crossover.
That'd be great.
Get back on his show.
Yeah,
on Saturday,
yeah, yeah.
Have him come play some more games. He's not, I will say, he's not great at the games. I think you got to see the first time and...
That's not his forte. We'll let that slide.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, not so good at games, really good at being Charlie Behrens.
Yeah. right. Well, when we come back, RIP your parents' Netflix password. Pretty soon you're going to get kicked off. We're going to talk about it. And also, there was a UW free speech survey, and the results are in. So stick around. We're going to talk about it when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We got Jane Matinair on the board. No matter where you're listening, thank you for tuning in. A reminder that if you miss any part of today's show, you can always listen to the podcast, which you can find at asgoeswisconsin.com or wherever you find podcasts. And you can always join the conversation at 844-967-2789.
We do have a text I wanted to share real quickly. Oh. We were just talking to Charlie Behrens, of course. The Cripes cast coming to Civic Media starting at noon on Saturday. Robert from Monona says, ask Charlie to interview Justin Vernon from Bon Iver.
Oh, I wonder if he has.
He might have.
Because, I mean, Bon Iver is obviously one of, I mean, probably top five Wisconsin artists as far as, or artists that's come out of Wisconsin.
Yep.
And he's also, that was another person on my list. I never actually got to talk to him when I was trying to do the documentary because it ended up getting canceled, but he was really involved in doing a concert series to try to get out the vote and try to get out the young vote in 2020.
Cool.
And I forgot what it was called, but he was working with a group and he was touring. And I think he was touring basically around Wisconsin, but also in other swing states. And I don't ever know what happened to that. Cause I think because of COVID,
everything shut down.
Sure. So you couldn't really do concerts, but I remember trying to get that. I mean, I was a networking machine.
No kidding, girl.
2020. I mean, You still are. I still am. Speaking of which, and maybe that's a good segue to start here, because I still want to talk about Netflix, but I'm also interested because we had talked about previously that the UW system was going to do a free speech survey.
Right.
And it was originally supposed to be in, I think, April of 2022, so like almost a year ago. But the Whitewater interim chancellor, Jim Henderson, resigned in protest because I think there was a lot of people who were worried about. I don't really understand what they were worried about, but they moved forward and the survey was distributed. People responded and they now have the results. And I feel like the results are not shocking. And a lot of it, you know, is kind of there are some students who who consider themselves conservative, who have some concerns over their belief systems being embraced on a college campus. But, you know, I just thought it was interesting because I say networking because I had drinks with a person last night who is very involved in Milwaukee. And it was kind of an introduction as far as two women who should know each other. And I should say from the get-go, I liked her a lot. But it was funny because I was telling her my backstory, and we got to the part of my backstory of 2016 and me moving to New York, Trump getting elected, and that kind of being the decision where I was like, I don't want to sell software anymore. I want to get more involved in politics.
Sure.
And I could tell she was trying to probe what, and it was interesting because she'd seen my content. And she was trying to probe, like, well, what do you mean it got you, like, inspired you to start getting more involved? Like, on which side? And she was just trying to, like, without actually asking,
right,
are you a Democrat or a Republican or a liberal or a conservative or independent? And I was like, and I found myself dancing around the answer because I think in so often, I kind of work with the assumption of not that people are liberal or whatever, but I just, the vibe she gave me, and that, like, it was like, I was like, oh, I would have assumed you just knew where I stood, but now the fact that you're asking me this, and it was totally fine. Like I said, we liked each other, but it's interesting in the same part of this survey of this tiptoeing around
saying what you think,
identifying as a certain ideology and being worried about if other people will like you. Cause she ended up saying, and she said, you know, I, in so many, almost every social issue, she's like, every social issue, I am incredibly liberal, but I am also a high earner and I've paid so much in taxes. And she just said, she's like, but I hate having to choose. I hate having to say, and she's like, and we got into like the whole idea of a two-party system, and I've ragged on that before as far as how dumb it is that we have choices, an almost overwhelming amount of choices in almost everything that we can ever buy in this country. But when it comes to our political ideology, you're one or the other,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so we ragged on that, but it was more of the crux of her potential nervousness, not just with me, because I think in Milwaukee in general, she's like, I hate ever admit, like, I get nervous having to ever admit that I vote Republican, because she feels the backlash that she thinks she's going to get, or
right,
the assumptions that people are going to have. And even for myself, it was interesting to have that moment of like, oh, like, feeling like I need to hedge, or like, how do I navigate this conversation? And so I'm trying to think of this in the lens of college students, in a place where the whole idea is to have your ideology challenged one way or another in the best way.
Yes.
And it's not just in partisan politics, it's in economics, it's in science. It's like, it's forcing you beyond your comfort zone, even if that comfort zone is as simple as what you know versus what you don't know. And testing you in ways that is hard, and having to take hard tests that feel unfair because they're so hard. And so I don't know what they're going to do with the information as far as what's actionable out of, you know, and like, do they follow up with any of the students who feel like they can't speak their mind? Because is it that they can't? Or that they're uncomfortable to do so?
Well, I think there's some concern that this will open the door for lawmakers to really take a look at the curriculum and decide what they like and what they don't like.
Yeah, which we all know what's happening in
Florida
right now.
Yes. Cover up all the books.
Which is interesting. I think I heard someone this morning say, Ta-Nehisi Coates' Between the World and Me, I think is getting... Have you ever read that book?
No.
He is excellent. Like, he is such an incredible writer, such an incredible speaker. Between the World and Me should be mandatory reading. And I think part of this is that they're kicking it off of the curriculum list. And it's like, the whole reason why that book was written is the reason why it should be on the curriculum list. So it's just the irony there,
yeah,
of limiting information because it's uncomfortable, which is different than you're not allowed to have an opinion. And so I have to dig deeper into this, because I just saw the headline this morning from WPR. It came out yesterday, I guess, at 6 p.m., but I just was just reading it this morning. But the title of the article, if you want to go check it out, is Survey: Conservative UW System Students Say They Felt Pressure in Class. But I also kind of push back sometimes on... Having an opinion is different than getting facts wrong.
Without a doubt.
You know what I mean? And I think sometimes,
oh, yeah,
those two things get conflated now.
Which, oh, absolutely.
Right? And like, even as a young person, like, you can be factually wrong, but you frame it as, well, they're not letting me speak my mind. And that's not just students. That's
everybody.
That's a lot of us. It's cognitive,
yeah,
dissonance, where it's like, this, I believe this. And so you trying to silence this wrong information is you silencing me versus correcting me. And So I don't know. I think it'll be interesting to see how this, what from this survey ends up being actionable. And like, do they do follow-up interviews? Is it just on the data? Because even the data doesn't, it feels like qualitative data off of someone's experience versus something that can really be tested with like a litmus test that is objective. You know
right.
what I mean?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty subjective. But again, I think the concern is, what if it's the same teacher that has all this, these same students complaining about this one teacher? Is this going to give them, and I mean the legislature, an opportunity to focus in or zero in on faculty and, again, courses? And it will be interesting going forward, like you say, to see what measures can actually be taken.
Yeah. Well, and it's also what's interesting is because one of the questions was about speakers that get invited to come to school, which is also who gets to decide who is too
radical.
Radical, yeah, I would say, and I mean that in both ways. As far
exactly.
as someone like
either side,
Milo, and because I still can't pronounce his Greek last name, Yakovichevich.
I'm pretty sure that's not it, but it doesn't
Yopolonius?
Matter. Yeah, Yiannopoulos.
Is that what it was?
It's. I think that's closer.
All right. It's certainly closer. but because there that was pretty split as far as who, I think it was like a 40-30 split between here. The split was equally notable when students were asked about whether offensive speakers should be disinvited from campus or the UW system as a whole. Around 44% of all respondents felt offensive speakers should not be disinvited, while around 31% felt those speakers should be. And I don't know where the remaining percentage is, what the answer was. But I think I fall with the 44% on that.
About allowing them to speak?
About allowing them. It's like, you don't have to go. And if anything, you know, and what is the fear? I mean, is it the fear, like the same thing when we go back to when we've talked about the harm someone like Andrew Tate, who I'm pretty sure is still in jail.
Yes, he just tried to get out, and he's going back for another 30 days. Aww.
And so I'm working my way through this as we're talking about it. Because there is someone like him that I believe when people say he is causing harm because there are so many young boys who are coming to school and repeating the things that they hear him say that is thus causing harm.
Right.
And so I don't want to totally be blanketed in that ideology that is spread by a popular figure can't be influential. But I don't know. It's a really hard topic.
Yes, it is.
Like,
it's a really tough line. It's a really tough line because, as you said, you want to challenge students with different beliefs and different approaches and things like that. But at the same time, do you want to promote potentially dangerous, harmful ideologies? Because every speaker that's invited can't be a data scientist.
Yeah.
And just talk about data. If we're going to confine everything to only facts, that's going to leave out lots of things.
Facts over feelings.
Well, it's always an important reminder that just because you feel that way does not make it factual.
That goes for everyone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Across the board for all of us.
And I said this because I saw a tweet yesterday that is example of on the other side of this is not helpful. I don't even know. I don't follow this person, so I don't know. It's something with the Twitter algorithm for you, whatever they're calling it. But I saw a tweet that says, if you're progressive and you're not masking, you're actually not.
You're not progressive?
You're not progressive if you're not still
masking.
Wearing a mask. And this person got, I don't even know who this person was, but the tweet got some traction. And I think there was a lot of people who do consider them left or do consider themselves progressive who were like, this is not it. This is not, you know, and I think that's right. But I think like blanket statements like this is like often from the left. It's like, but it's also right as far as rhinos. And if you don't believe this, then you're not one of us. And this like tribalism of you have to subscribe to this entire ideology, otherwise you can't be one of us.
You're not pure enough.
That is really problematic.
Across the board.
Across the board.
Yes.
And so I'm going to, because I'm a nerd, I'm going to dig into these. I want to dig into this survey more. I know that they had a, I think yesterday they had a press conference around it. I know State Senator Kelda Royce was there. And she said, I mean, I think in her view, the results prove what she feels like is already true, is that on the whole, the UW system is fulfilling its mission of being a marketplace of ideas.
Right.
There's probably improvements to be made, and we'll just see what actually comes from the survey. But I'm excited to get in a little bit deeper. All right. Coming up, what did the different groundhogs see? I haven't even looked yet. It's been a busy morning. So we're going to see how long is this winter going to be according to these rodents. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Sleeping with the television. Sleeping with the television. Sleeping with the television. Sleeping with the television on.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Jay Matinair is on the board. It is Groundhog Day.
Yes.
And so we have Gordy the Groundhog here in Milwaukee.
Milwaukee County Zoo.
How much more weight do we give Gordy than the Punxsutawney Phil? How do you pronounce that?
Punxsutawney.
Punxsutawney.
Punxsutawney, yeah. Well, he's a local groundhog.
I know, so I feel like we give him more credit.
Well, yeah, definitely.
Although, have you been able to look this up?
I have.
What did they both, what is the results?
They both agree. Six more weeks of winter.
I mean, winter feels like it basically just started. So.
Well, around here, yeah, truly. It's just so funny because when they predict an early spring, that never happens. It's the same. It's winter. We got a ways to go.
We got a ways. I mean, truly, like I said, it feels like it just started. But because January was very easy, we had like a week that was cold in December, and now snow is on the ground. Temperatures are low. I just, if we could be cold for all of February, but then we actually have a spring, I would be happy.
And that's the biggest complaint I think that people have is we go from 34 to 75. Yeah. You know, we miss the nice April, May, and then it's hot.
Yes. Certainly last year. Last year felt like
there was no spring.
Lasted until June.
Yeah.
And
then
so,
all of a sudden it's nice. But at least the days are getting longer. You can tell because my Christmas lights, which are still up.
Not outside. Our Christmas tree is still up. We took off all the decorations except the Christmas tree, as promised. And I said, I told Mike, I was like, we're keeping this until March. It makes me happy.
Leave it alone.
Let me have this.
Okay.
Speaking of, do you want to share your groundhog's story? Your Groundhog Day story?
Oh, the blizzard?
Yes.
In 2011, and folks will remember this, there was an unbelievable blizzard in Milwaukee. We got 17 inches of snow. 17.6
That's
inches of snow.
I mean, put that in context. How much do we have right now?
Oh, maybe eight.
Six or eight?
Yeah.
Wow.
Eight to 10. And this was in 24 hours. So I was working at a different radio station doing the morning show, and they put us up at a hotel because there was also this concern about being able to get out there. It was in Menominee Falls. So we're less than a mile away from the station. I have a shovel in my car. My partner and I get out to the parking lot. Barely made it out of the parking lot. Thank goodness I had that shovel. Or we never would have gotten out of the parking lot. Make it to the station. My car gets stuck halfway up the driveway because there's an incline. So we had to leave it there. To get in, and then we're trudging through 17 inches of snow just to get to the door of the building, and made it in, did the show, and I'm fairly certain that we were one of two morning shows, radio morning shows, that made it in.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what did the other, like back then, because now we're in the situation where we've done it, right? I've done this show from Wisconsin Rapids.
Right.
A couple weeks ago, I did the show from home. So now there is the technology that we have. We're doing this on StreamYard right now. If you would like to watch us instead of just listen to us, you can
do that.
Do that on Facebook and YouTube and Twitter. But technology's very different. And so what in live radio, when you could not do it from home and there was no Zoom or StreamYard or anything like that,
right?
What did the other stations have to do? Like, what would even be the option be?
I think they had to call in.
So they did it from their phones?
Yeah, and just did it from their phones. Those were the only options. Like you said, this was 2011, which doesn't seem like that long ago, but we did not have Zoom and all that stuff. And either you slept at the station, which they're really fitted out so nicely.
Oh, I'm sure.
You really, really, really want to, sleep there. Trust me.
Really, like Tempur.
Oh, yeah.
Tempur-Pedic bed.
So comfy. Yeah, you either slept at the station or, like us, they put you up and then cross your fingers that you can get in. Man. But it was gone. And like, again, we had 17 inches of snow. I want to say within 2 days, we lost half of it because it just warmed up so quickly.
Yeah.
So things can change. It's
so
crazy.
It's so funny because I do think this is probably a bigger question than we're going to have time to dive into in the 3 minutes before we end the hour. But there's times in working with you that a reminder that I feel like technology has made me so soft.
Back in my day, we had to walk backwards to work, Kristen, in the snow.
And I think, I think it's also and I'm a millennial, but even there's, the think pieces that get written about Gen Z and entitlement and all this stuff of what I want for work and the balance between how you should be treated, how you expect to be treated, and what is, it's your job. So this is how it is. And
yep.
you're not the boss. And so like in times like that, I feel like in the situation of that storm for you, you were like, I got to get to work.
Absolutely.
One way or another. Like my mom told this story. My mom's first job out of college, she was an orthopedic surgeon, no, orthopedic therapist, sorry, an OT.
Wow, she's
not a surgeon.
Big promotions.
And her first job out of school, they were living in Madison, but her job was in Beloit. And she was going to go to work her first day, and my parents' car got caught on fire.
Oh, my gosh.
And so she took the bus to Beloit because there was no, hey, I can't make it to work today.
Nope.
And the expectation being like understanding your car caught on fire. Because I feel like today if I called and I said my car's on fire or my car is stuck in a snowbank, we got to figure something else out. That I would expect the reaction to be like, okay, we'll play a rerun. Versus, I think for you and even my mom, the fear or the obligation or whatever it was, like you found a way to get there.
It's work ethic. That's what you did. And at least for me, working mornings for most of my career, it's my job to be there to tell everyone else to stay home. That's my responsibility. You guys stay home and stay safe. We'll drive through a blizzard, whatever, to tell you to stay home. Because that's the job.
That's the job. All right. Well, that'll do it for our first hour on As Goes Wisconsin. When we come back, Eric Schaefer, Executive Director of the Environmental Integrity Project and former Director of Civil Enforcement at the EPA, is going to join us to talk about how turns out the EPA is enforcing the laws or against polluters, like the lowest that it's been in 22 years.
Oh, that's reassuring.
Great. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. Stick around for the top of the hour news. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
What was that again?
I'm a god.
You're a god.
I'm a god. I'm not the god. I don't think.
Because you survived a car wreck? You folks ready to order?
I didn't just survive a wreck. I wasn't just blown up yesterday. I have been stabbed, shot, poisoned, frozen, hung, electrocuted, and burned.
Oh, really?
And every morning I wake up without a scratch on me, not a dent in the fender. I am an immortal.
Special today is blueberry waffles.
Why are you telling me this?
Because I want you to believe in me.
You're not a god. You can take my word for it. This is 12 years of Catholic school talking.
I could come back if you're not ready.
How do you know I'm not a god?
Oh, please.
How do you know?
Because it's not possible.
I'll come back.
Doris.
The
Thank you for listening to As Goes Wisconsin, available on Spotify, Apple, Google, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Please subscribe and leave us a rating. As Goes Wisconsin is a product of Civic Media and airs live across Wisconsin Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Civic Media is a statewide network of radio stations broadcasting local news, local sports, thoughtful commentary, and hand-picked music. We are always streaming on the Civic Media app. Find out where you can listen on the air or learn more about Civic Media and sponsorship opportunities by going to our website, civicmedia.us. We thank you for listening.